anyone better at boosting turnout than Donald Trump, and that cuts both ways. And if you're already going to have strong Republican and independent turnout, I don't think you want to, you know, bring someone here that could give Democrats a, you know, a 2% boost in their turnout.
I want to ask you about women. Women are vitally important in this race coming up. And you talked about the abortion issue. Are there other issues that cut for women across the state that may be a factor in this race?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the economy still matters. And inflation still matters. I mean, if you're going to the grocery store, you are battling inflation. And I think that those pocketbook issues are going to matter to everyone. I do think there's a significant segment of voters out there who are still upset about, and mothers particularly, upset about the school shutdowns. I think that can be a really powerful issue. If it's driven home, if it's something that, you know, the Lombardo camp really wants to make an issue of, but the school shutdowns have been a just complete disaster. The testing data shows that everyone knew it was going to be a disaster, and, you know, just lack allowed it to happen. It just kind of sat there and tried to wash his hands of it. And I think that is a really strong issue for Republicans, especially, you know, those running statewide or in legislative races. And I think that's something that, you know, you can appeal to moms with.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about polling only in that, you know, we talked about some of the polling numbers earlier. By and large, at this state of the race, we got 43 days until Election Day, 26 days till the first day of early voting. Do you pay much attention to polling at this point, or do you wait, 2 weeks in or something like that?
No, I think it's useful. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it's right. Just generally, you would think, you know, the polls skew against Republicans a little bit. I mean, Democrats have had moments where they've overperformed. You think back to 2010 and Harry Reid, and, you know, he was kind of a dead man walking in the polls, and he ended up pulling it off. So I don't think you take anything for granted. But, you know, at the very least, you can kind of see movement. I think that's one of the more valuable things, is to see, which candidates are starting to gain with voters. And, you know, and the thing that, you know, I don't think a lot of people have talked about, but I think is really important, is, you know, in these polls, you see Sisolak and Masto at like 43%. And that's just not going to cut it. I mean, if you are a voter, you've been living with Sisolak for 4 years, you've been living with Masto for 6 years, if you have not decided to vote for them, you are not voting for them in very, you know, large measures. And so I think the thing you really, you know, you have to look at is, you know, Sisolak and Masto aren't breaking 45%. They're not getting the late signing voters. Maybe it's different if Republicans in the White House, but, you know, they're the incumbents. They're the known quantity. The Democrats control things in Washington, D.C. And so if you're an undecided voter, it's very hard to see a lot of those people going to the incumbents. And it's just in general, you know, just, it's just a general thing. It's not specific to this election cycle. But, you know, if I'm their camp, that's what's worrying to me the most, is that it's not that the race is closed or that, you know, the Republicans are starting to gain. It's that I can't get over 43% of voters, and that's just not going to be a winning play at the end of the day.
Victor, it's going to be an exciting final 43 days and, of course, 26 days to early voting. It's going to be exciting. You're going to be reporting on it. You're going to be writing about it in the RJ. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk again.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I want you to hear very quickly from Donald J. Trump, the midterms. And this is cut two, by the way, Jim. The midterms are going to be essentially, they're going to make it into a choice election. We'll let you hear it from the former president in Wilmington, North Carolina, last Friday.
Since I left office, the price of electricity is up 19%, gasoline is up 82%, fuel is up 91%, milk is up 22%, eggs are up only 46%. Health insurance is up 24%. The 30-year mortgage rate has more than doubled, and real wages have declined 17 months in a row. Otherwise, we're doing quite well. Thank you very much. Household wealth fell by a record $6.1 trillion last quarter. It's a record, never happened. The stock market has shed $7 trillion in value this year. Think of that. How are your 401ks doing, folks? They must be beautiful. Must be beautiful. Mark, your lieutenant governor. How are the 401ks? Mark, not too good. Not too good. Over 5 million illegal aliens have flooded across our borders. And the number, I think, is a lot more than that. Drug overdose deaths have risen in North Carolina at a level that nobody's ever seen before, at least 26%. And the murder rate is the highest in 25 years, and probably the answer is 49 years. This choice this November is very simple. If you want the decline and fall of America, then you should vote for the crazy, radical left Democrats, and that's what they are. If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, you must vote Republican.
He covers it pretty well, all in the span of a minute 49. Unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:31, you're going to want to avoid St. Rose Parkway right now. There's some police activity going on St. Rose Parkway, both directions. That's between Coronado Center and Jeffries in Henderson. So use some other routes and avoid that area. Also, do expect some congestion on Interstate 15 southbound. That's between Sahara and Tropicana. That construction project there, that's the new Tropicana interchange. No pain, no gain. Just keep remembering that, because those delays are going to be prevalent there, well, probably throughout the month of October. They're not expected to complete that project until November 2nd.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Titans beat the Raiders 24-22. Ryan Tannehill threw for 264 yards and a touchdown and ran for another. The Raiders are off to their worst start since 2018 at 0-3. The Rams beat the Cardinals 20-12 on Sunday. Matthew Stafford threw for 249 yards. Cam Akers and Cooper Kupp both scored touchdowns. The Rams improved to 2-1. Arizona's Kyler Murray, 37-58 passing, 314 yards. Marquise Brown caught 14 passes for 140 yards. The Cards have lost 7 of 9 dating back to last season. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 3-2 Sunday. Pinch hitter Evan Longoria hit a go-ahead two-run single in the eighth. College football last Friday night, Air Force pounded Nevada 48-20. The Wolfpack dropped to 2-3. UNLV football 3-1 after a 34-24 win at Utah State Saturday. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I had a great time over the weekend. Don't know about you. Went to the San Gennaro Feast. Hooked up with Sigal Chatta. Yeah, who's running for Attorney General. She had a booth at the San Gennaro Feast. And boy, I tell you, it was crowded. But a lot of great food, a lot of great entertainment. And it was fun. I mean, it really honestly was. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. Of course, the big local story involving two city council people, Michelle Fiore and Victoria Seaman. Victoria Seaman is suing fellow councilwoman Michelle Fiore, accusing her of assault and battery, a high-profile altercation at City Hall in 2021. And Jim, this kind of a bizarre story in that you've got two former political allies, friends, and now one is suing the other and suing the city. This is an incredible story.
It really is, especially how many days did you say?
43 days and 26 to early voting.
So we've got two Republicans fighting each other, and of course the election is just that far out, and this is something that you don't see very often, but obviously that City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman felt quite disrespected because of this whole thing, and I think she even puts that in the report. I'm looking at all the charges. There's 10 different points in the lawsuit: battery, assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligent infliction of emotional distress, civic conspiracy, negligent security, negligent hiring, training, and supervision, employment discrimination for harassment and failure to accommodate retaliation, defamation, and false light invasion of privacy. That is quite a laundry list of things that are up against Michelle Fiore, which, of course, if you're a Republican, you want her to win her election. But there does seem to be some bad blood. And Seaman says she was even approached by Mayor Carolyn Goodman about the problem she was having with Fiore. And the mayor declined to act, according to what I'm seeing here. Instead, she advised Seaman to consider resigning.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an incredible story, and what makes it even more compelling is that it is the final byline of Jeff Gehrman, the former investigative reporter for the RJ, who was killed tragically just a couple of weeks ago. Arthur Kane co-wrote this story, and apparently what happened was Jeff Gehrman started writing the story before he was killed. His colleague has finished it, Arthur Kane. So a lot of elements to this story. Just an incredible, incredible story. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world world seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Tell you what let's do. Let's go to Frank. By the way, you want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. We'll get some more calls along the way. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
What an appropriate lead-in song. Dream on, because the dream might be over. Kevin, a lot of people that sit in your seat up and down the dial, I don't have to tell your audience where our country's in peril. A lot of them think we've gone third world banana republic, but it's even worse than that. I'm honorably discharged. You don't have to thank me for my service. The Navy's doing pronoun training. The Army's doing diversity training, and Air Force says don't use the term mother and father. I'm beside myself. I'm going to close with this, Kevin. Russia, Russia, Russia. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Love you, buddy.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, my God. It's got to end sometime. It really honestly does. For instance, in this election, the only card that the Democrats know how to play is the abortion card. And I thought it was great yesterday. I don't know if you caught this, but yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Chris Christie debated Donna Brazile on the issue of abortion as a key factor in the races coming up on November 8th. Listen to Chris Christie.
Let's talk about the abortion issue, because 84% of the voters say the economy is their top issue. Only 62% say abortion. And when you go deeper into the poll and look at some of the crosstabs on this, what our poll is showing is that the pro-life people are more motivated by the abortion issue to vote in these midterms than the pro-choice people are.
That hasn't been the case this summer.
Well, it hasn't, but this is the snapshot we're taking right now in September. I think the further you get away from the Dobbs decision and closer to the midterms, the less of a motivating factor abortion is. And obviously from these numbers, the more of a motivating factor the economy is. And I understand history is this way, as Julie said, and we better pay heed to history. It's going to happen again. When you have a bad economy, that is what people vote on. They don't vote on anything else, because that's what affects them and their families every day.
Julie, over 9 million jobs being created. So let's not doom the economy when people are going back to work, when people are trying to find the right job, the right fit. The economy is not in the tank. We know the market.
I want you
we know
to argue
all of this.
Against 84% of the people in the country.
Well, I'm not arguing against 84%. I'm just saying the reality is that Joe Biden has presided over an economy that has come back from the brink. Look, we had a pandemic that took over 1 million lives in this country, and we had people who stopped working. So things are improving. Are they where we want them to be? No, but we're not where we started.
This is what frustrates Democrats, though. It's very similar to what Barack Obama faced in his first midterm as well. The trend lines were moving in one direction, and yet people didn't feel it. Democrats sometimes chalk that up to a communications problem, but I think Democrats have to ask themselves, why are the numbers showing that and people do not feel that way? What is the thing that they can do to try to connect
the dots? The American people fear another shoe is going to drop. It's unsettling. I mean, I know it because I talk to my own family. Well, I talk to my friends. I know what happens when you go to the grocery store, because when I go to the grocery store, I better bring a coupon because I know the prices are a little high.
I went food shopping the other day for our family, and I picked up a bag of Tostitos. Okay, a bag of Tostitos was $6.59. Like, I'm sorry, that's nuts.
Man, that was a big bag.
Man, it wasn't that big. Let me tell you, man, it wasn't that big. And George knows this. He was involved in this. This always happens to incumbent presidents, that they don't get credit for the economy. It lags. It happened to Bush 41 in 1992. The economy was coming back, but people
Clinton
didn't believe
in 94.
It. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
They didn't believe it. And so the problem is, in making the argument that Donna's making, is you are swimming upstream on that argument, and you better come up with something else, because 84% of the people in this poll don't buy it.
Chris Christie has got this thing nailed. And Donna Brazile, God love her, But I don't know how she can say what she said, that the economy is getting better. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. The inflation is getting worse. And you just can't, put lipstick on a pig. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. It's absolutely amazing what's going on. But Chris Christie had it right, though. For 84% of the electorate, it's the economy, stupid. It really honestly is. And to paint it any other way, or to suddenly try and distract people, women in particular, with the abortion issue, it's just not going to work. Because women go to the grocery store. They spend a lot of time comparing prices. And they know what has happened on the Joe Biden watch. And they know how Catherine Cortez Masto has essentially voted in lockstep with Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I mean, it's obvious. And to simply say, oh, the economy's getting better, I can say, you know, we're all going to be millionaires. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Interesting. But it's not something that you can sell. You can't sell this. I'm sorry. This dog won't hunt. I'm sorry. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License, NV4265, NMLS 64367.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is such a tragic story in North Dakota. You may have heard of it. You probably haven't, because the fake news media has just ignored this story. A Republican...